A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
A small spare room with hardwood floors comes into view. Light filters in through a blinded window, illuminating a black chair placed beside a keyboard. On a far wall, a door is slightly ajar. Bo Burnham enters the door, flooding the room with light. His hair is cropped and he wears a black t-shirt and jeans. He shuts the door behind him. Text appears. Netflix presents. Bo reappears in the room, now darkly lit. He is seated between a keyboard and a propped-up laptop. A headlamp is strapped to his forehead. His hair is now shaggy and he wears a white t-shirt and boxers. He looks down pensively, then lifts a microphone to his mouth.
If you'd have told me a year ago that I'd be locked inside of my home, I would have told you a year ago, interesting, now leave me alone. Sorry that I look like a mess. I booked a haircut, but it got rescheduled. Robert's been a little depressed. No, and so today I'm gonna try just getting up, sitting down, going back to work. Might not help, but still it couldn't hurt. I'm sitting down, writing jokes, singing silly songs. I'm sorry I was gone, but look, I made you some content.
Turns on his headlamp and shines the beam up at a disco ball on the ceiling. Lights twinkle and revolve around the room. Back to the room during the daytime, now cluttered with furniture and recording equipment. Large white text appears. Inside, the text turns red. Against the black background, more text. Written, edited, shot, and directed by Bo Burnham.
Camera test.
A montage shows Bo prepare the lighting and other equipment at various stages of the project. A head-on view of the camera, its black lens gradually expands and fills the screen. Now, in the darkly lit room, Bo sits between his laptop and keyboard. A microphone is propped up on a stand. He flips on a round spotlight, which illuminates his upper body. He places his hands on the keyboard and looks toward the camera.
The world is changing. The planet's heating up. What the fuck is going on? Rearranging. It's like everything happened all at once. What the fuck is going on? The people rising in the streets. The war, the drought. The more I look, the more I see nothing to joke about. Is comedy over? Should I leave you alone? Cause really, who's gonna go for joking at a time like this? Should I be joking at a time like this? I wanna help to leave this world better than I.
found it. And I fear that comedy won't help, and the fear is not unfounded. Should I stop trying to be funny? Should I give away my money? No. What do I do?
From across the room, a blinding light shines on Beau. He shields his eyes.
Healing the world with comedy, the indescribable power of your comedy. The world needs direction
from a white guy like me.
Bingo.
Who is healing the world with comedy? That's it. The world is so fucked up. Systematic oppression, income inequality, the other stuff. And there's only one thing that I can do about it. While being paid and being the center of attention. Healing the world with comedy, making a literal difference metaphorically. A Jew walks into a bar, and I've saved him a seat. That's healing the world with comedy. I'm a special kind of white guy. I self-reflected and I wanna be an agent of change. So I am gonna use my privilege for the good.
Very cool, way to go.
American white guys, we've had the floor for at least 400 years. So maybe I should just shut the fuck up.
On a notepad, Beau writes, "What if dogs could vape?" He lowers the notepad and blinks contemplatively.
I'm bored.
I don't wanna do that. Be another way,
yes,
for me to help out without standing on the sidelines.
Never.
The wait is over. I'm white and I'm here to save the day. Lord help me channel Sandra Bullock in The Blind Side. Healing the world with comedy, making a literal difference metaphorically. And yes, most likely wake up in a house that's full of smoke, don't panic. Call me and I'll tell you a joke. If you see white men dressed in white cloaks, don't panic. Call me and I'll tell you a joke. Oh shit, should I be choking at a time like this? If you start to smell burning toast, you're having a stroke or overcooking your toast.
If you wake up in a house that's full of smoke, don't panic. Call me and I'll tell you a joke. If you see white men dressed in white cloaks, don't panic. Call me and I'll tell you a joke. Oh shit.
Should I be joking at a time like this? Somebody help me out, cause I don't know. And I wanna help to leave this world better than I found it. And I fear that comedy won't help, and the fear is not unfounded. Should I stop trying to be funny? Should I give away my money? No. I know what I gotta do. Healing the world with comedy, making a literal difference metaphorically. I swore I'd never be back, and now I'm back on my feet, and I'm healing the world with comedy.
Beau stands backlit by colorful lasers. Now, during the day, he sits before a framed mirror, microphone in hand. A kitchenette is visible behind him. He starts recording himself on a tripod-mounted camera.
Hi. Welcome to whatever this is. I've been working for the last couple months, testing this camera and testing lights and writing, and I've decided to try to make a new special for real. It's not going to be a normal special, because there's no audience and there's no crew. It's just me and my camera, and you and your screen, the way that our Lord intended. And the whole special will be filmed in this room. And instead of being filmed in a single night, it will be filmed in however long it takes to finish. I hope you enjoy it. I hope this special can maybe do for you what it's done for me these last couple months, which is to distract me from wanting to put a bullet into my head with a gun. So, yeah, thank you. And a warning, I can already sort of tell that the special is going to be a little all over the place, so don't expect incredibly smooth transition.
An abrupt cut to Bo pacing around the room, now filled with blue light. Now Bo sits on a chair in the darkly lit room. Black bars expand on either side of the view, giving it the dimensions of a phone screen. Bo video calls his mom, growing increasingly exasperated over the course of the call.
Pour me a drink and clear my schedule. I'm a FaceTime with my mom tonight. These 40 minutes are essential. I'm a FaceTime with my mom tonight. I call, she answers, and her hair is wet. I say, did you just shower? She says, how'd you guess? I say, your hair is wet. She says, oh yeah. I tell my boys I need some space, yeah. I'm a FaceTime with my mom tonight. She'll hold her iPhone 5 no further than 6 inches from her face, yeah. I'm a FaceTime with my mom tonight. She says, oh, look who's here, say hi to Dad. He says, how you doing? But I say, I'm not so bad. And that's the deepest talk we've ever had. Watching as she looks for her glasses, I'm a FaceTime with my mom tonight. She'll tell me all about the season 6 finale of The Blacklist. I'm a FaceTime with my mom tonight.
The view goes black.
My mother's covering her camera with her thumb. I'll waste my time FaceTiming with my mom. My mother's covering her camera with her thumb. I'll waste my time FaceTiming with my mom. My mother's covering her camera with her thumb. I'll waste my time FaceTiming with my mom. My mother's covering her camera with her thumb. I'll waste my time FaceTiming with my mom.
Bo ends the call with his mom and turns off his phone. He buries his head in his hands. Now, he sits down in an armchair and opens his laptop. Bo hears an airplane passing overhead and looks toward the window. An image of Bo momentarily flashes in the lower right-hand corner. Now, the room is filled with red light. Bo wears a striped sweater.
Hey, kids. Today, we're going to learn about the world. The world that's around us is pretty amazing. But how does it work? It must be complicated. The secret is the world can only work when everything works together. A bee drinks from a flower and leaves with its pollen. A squirrel in a tree spreads the seeds that have fallen. Everything works together. The biggest elephant, the littlest fly. The gophers underground, the birds in the sky. And every single cricket, every fish in the sea gives what they can and gets what they need. How the world works. That is how the world works. From
zebra to the worms in the dirt. That's how it works. Hey, everyone. Look who stopped by to say hello.
A sock puppet.
It's Socko.
Hey.
Where you been, Socko?
I've been where I always am when you're not wearing me on your hand. In a frightening liminal space between states of being. Not quite dead, not quite alive. It's similar to a constant state of sleep paralysis.
Socko, we were just talking about the world and how it works.
Boy, that sounds complicated.
Do you have anything you'd want to teach us about the world?
I wouldn't say anything that you probably haven't already said yourself.
I don't know about that, Socko. How about you give it a try?
All right. The simple narrative taught in every history class is demonstrably false and pedagogically classist. Don't you know the world is built with blood and genocide and exploitation? The global network of capital essentially functions to separate the worker from the means of production. And the FBI killed Martin Luther King. Private property's inherently theft, and neoliberal fascists are destroying the left. And every politician, every cop on the street protects the interests of the pedophilic corporate elite. That is how the world works.
Really?
That is how the world works. Genocide the natives, say you got to it first. That's how it works.
That's pretty intense.
No shit.
What can I do to help?
Read a book or something, I don't know. Just don't burden me with the responsibility of educating you. It's incredibly exhausting.
I'm sorry, Socko. I was just trying to become a better person.
Why do you rich fucking white people insist on seeing every socio-political conflict through the myopic lens of your own self-actualization? This isn't about you. So either get with it or get out of the fucking way.
Watch your mouth, buddy. Remember who's on whose hand here.
But that's what I... Have you not been fucking listening? We are entrenched
all right, all
in a...
Right,
wait. No, please. I don't want to go back. I can't go back. Please. Please. I'm sorry.
Bo starts to remove the sock, then stops.
Are you going to behave yourself?
Yes.
Yes. What?
Yes, sir.
Look at me.
Bo turns the sock puppet to face him.
Yes, sir.
That's better.
That is how the world works. That is how the world works. I hope you learned your lesson. I did and it hurt. That's how it works.
Bo violently rips the sock from his hand.
No!
Now, Bo sits down before a cloth backdrop. The view is now in grayscale.
Hello, my name is Bo Burnham, and I am a former comedian turned social brand consultant.
A black square against the white background, black and white text reads, inside.
It's a very exciting time to be a brand. It's also a bit of a scary time because customers expect a lot more from their brands than they did in the past. During this incredibly necessary and overdue social reckoning that we're having in our culture, it is no longer acceptable for brands to stay out of the conversation. Consumers want to know, are you willing to use your brand awareness to affect positive social change, which will create more brand awareness? The question I ask the brands I work with is, are you gonna be on the right side of history? The question isn't what are you selling or what service are you providing? The question is, what do you stand for? Who are you, Bagel Bites? All these big companies, they're so scared of all this social change, and I come in and I put their fears to rest. You know, I tell them, just be honest. Tell your customers that J.P. Morgan is against racism, in theory. The question is no longer, do you want to buy Wheat Thins, for example? The question is now, will you support Wheat Thins in the fight against Lyme disease? There's no sugarcoating it. The world is...
fucked up. And you've got a choice as a brand. You can hide and bury your head in the sand and hope it fixes itself, or you can roll up your sleeves and get to work and sell Butterfingers.
Now, Bo sits in a chair next to the sun-filled window. He wears only a loosely buttoned red flannel shirt, which slips down, revealing one of his bare shoulders. He dramatically rakes his fingers through his hair.
An open window, a novel, a couple holding hands. An avocado, a poem written in the sand. Fresh fallen snow on the ground, a golden retriever in a flower crown. Is this heaven, or is it just a white woman? Instagram. Latte foam art, tiny pumpkins, fuzzy comfy socks, coffee table made out of driftwood, a bobblehead of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a needlepoint of a fox. Says, I can't believe it. It's been a decade since you've been gone. Mom, I miss you. I miss sitting with you in the front yard. Still figuring out how to keep living without you. It's got a little better, but it's still hard. Mom, I got a job. I love in my own apartment. Mom, I got a boyfriend and I'm crazy about him. Your little girl didn't do too bad, Mom. You give a hug and kiss to Dad. A goat cheese salad.
Now, Bo sits in the dark reviewing his footage. Later, he sits in the sunlit room, surrounded by cluttered equipment. He gazes out the window. Now, he sits on a spotless stool. He wears all black.
Here's a question for you guys. Is it Is it necessary that every single person on this planet expresses every single opinion that they have on every single thing that occurs all at the same time? Is that necessary? Or to ask it a slightly different way, can anyone shut the fuck up? Can anyone shut the fuck up about anything, about any single thing? Can any single person shut the fuck up about any single thing for an hour? You know, is that possible?
He strokes his beard.
And I know you're thinking, you're not shutting the fuck up right now. And that's true, but...
Now Bo in grayscale, wearing dark glasses.
Who needs a coffee, 'cause I'm doing a run. I'm writing down the orders now for everyone. The coffee is free, just like me. I'm an unpaid intern. Sorting papers, running around, sitting in the meeting room, not making a sound.
Not a sound.
Barely people, somehow legal, unpaid intern. You work all day, go back to your dorm, and since you can't afford a mortgage, you just tore in a porn, 'cause you're an intern.
Unpaid.
Hey everybody, I thought I'd do a reaction video to the song that you just saw me perform. Thought that might be fun. So I got my laptop all set up, song ready to go, and let's go.
Who needs a coffee, 'cause I'm doing a run? I'm writing down the
I like this song. So the idea with this song was basically that there are so many songs in the past about working class jobs, but not a lot about the labor exploitation of the modern world. So that was the idea here. My beard is a little shorter in this video because I filmed it a couple weeks ago. I think it holds up. The song, not the beard. And then you cut.
Hey everybody.
I think it's funny to cut right on.
I thought I'd do a reaction video to the song that you just saw me perform. Thought that might be fun.
What?
So I got my.
Because this video played after that, right? So, and now. Right. Okay, so I'll keep reacting. So. This is me reacting to the song.
The song was basically that
what I'm doing is I'm explaining what the song means
about working class jobs, but not
what it's about. I'm being a little pretentious. It's an instinct I have where I need everything that I write to have some deeper meaning or something. But it's a stupid song, and it doesn't really mean anything. And it's pretty unlikable that I feel this need, this desperate need, to be seen as intelligent. And the video's ending here.
Hey everybody,
see,
it's funny to cut right on.
Look, I'm very confused. See, I'm very, very confused because I'm staring at myself. I don't know what I'm looking at.
What?
And I'm starting to catch up now. I'm realizing what's going on. And now I'm deciding to react to the reaction to the video. So here, I'm reacting to my own reacting, and I'm criticizing my initial reaction for being pretentious, which is honestly, it's a defense mechanism. I'm so worried that criticism will be levied against me that I levied against myself before anyone else can. And I think that, oh, if I'm self-aware about being a douchebag, it'll somehow make me less of a douchebag. But it doesn't. Self-awareness does not absolve anybody of anything. Am I balding? This is really, really disturbing. I don't like looking at myself like this. And I want this to stop. Okay, I want this to stop. I'm stopping this. Yeah, that was my reaction to the song, and I hope you enjoyed it.
Bo closes out the many inlaid videos of himself. Now he sits with his keyboard on his lap.
CEO, entrepreneur, born in 1964, Jeffrey Bezos. CEO, entrepreneur, born in 1964, Jeffrey Bezos. Come on, Jeffrey, you can do it. Pave the way, put your back into it. Tell us why, show us how. Look at where you came from, look at you now. Zuckerberg and Gates and Buffett. Amateurs can fucking suck it. Fuck their wives, drink their blood. Come on, Jeff, get 'em!
about you guys, but you know, I've been thinking recently that you know, maybe allowing giant digital media corporations to exploit the neurochemical drama of our children for profit, you know, maybe that was a bad call by us.
He lies on the floor wrapped in a blanket. The mic is laid on his pillow.
Maybe the flattening of the entire subjective human experience into a lifeless exchange of value that benefits nobody except for, you know, a handful of bug-eyed salamanders in Silicon Valley. Maybe that as a way of life forever. Maybe that's not good. I'm horny.
Now Bo stands in a t-shirt and underwear. He looks at his phone.
Sex to it isn't sex, it's the next best thing. Sex to AT&T. I am in bed, I am ready to go. Egyptians. You send me a beach, I send a carrot back. You send a Ferris wheel, that's pretty abstract. I send back a ticket stub implying that the Ferris wheel's your body and I'd really love admission to it. Oh no, what if now you think that I'm implying your vagina is as big as a Ferris wheel?
Damn.
You send back a snowman. Crisis of
He licks his phone screen. Now he faces the camera and holds a small, sharp knife.
Hey, everybody. I just wanted to make a really quick video to say thank you. Thank you for watching my content. As you guys know, I work really hard to try to bring you guys high-quality content that I think you'll enjoy. So the fact that you are enjoying it means everything to me. So thank you. And also, keep watching. because there's a lot more content where that came from. All right, guys, see you later.
Bo looks into the camera and smiles eerily, still clasping the knife in both hands. He remains perfectly still. Now, he sits on the floor in front of his keyboard.
Trying to be funny and stuck in a room. There isn't much more to say about it. Can one be funny when stuck in a room?
It's a big fucking breath.
Trying to be funny and stuck in a room. There isn't much more to say about it. Can one be funny when stuck in a room? Being in, trying to get something out of it. Try making faces. Try telling jokes, making little sounds. Oh, I was a kid who was stuck in his room. There isn't much more to say about it when you're a kid and you're stuck in your room. You'll do any old shit to get out of it. Try making faces. Try telling jokes, making little sounds. Well, well, look who's inside again. Went out to look for a reason to hide again.
He stops recording, then looks briefly across the room.
One more.
The room fades to white. Now, Bo sits staring at the far wall. A projector's light beam shines from behind him. He is revealed to be watching footage of his teenage self. Young Bo sits in his bedroom, playing the piano and singing. Now, adult Bo pedals on a stationary bike. He drips with sweat.
I grew up as your usual suburbanite. A tiny town in Massachusetts, overwhelmingly white. I went to church on Sundays in a suit and a tie, and spent my free time watching Family Guy. I started doing comedy when I was just a sheltered kid. I wrote offensive shit, and I said it. Father, please forgive me, for I did not realize what I did, or that I'd live to regret it. Times are changing and I'm getting old. Are you gonna hold me accountable? My bed is empty and I'm getting cold. I'm problematic. He's a problem. When I was 17 on Halloween, I dressed up as Aladdin. He's a problem. I did not darken my skin, but still it feels weird in hindsight. I wanna show you how I'm growing as a person, but first I feel I must address the lyrics from the previous verse. I tried to hide behind my childhood and that's not okay. My actions are my own, I won't explain them away. I've done a lot of self-reflecting since I started singing this song. I was totally wrong when I said it. Father, please forgive me, for I did not realize what I did, or that I'd live to regret it. Times are changing and I'm getting old. Are you gonna hold me accountable? My bed is empty and I'm getting cold. Isn't anybody gonna hold me accountable?
He sticks a water bottle's nozzle into his belly button.
I'm problematic.
he's a problem.
I just remember that Aladdin costume's in my mother's attic.
He's a problem.
I'm gonna go home and burn it. Or not burn it. Is burning it bad? What should I do with it?
And I've been totally awful. My closet is chock full of stuff that is vaguely shitty. All of it was perfectly lawful, just not very thoughtful at all, and just really shitty. And I've been totally awful. My closet is chock full of stuff that is vaguely shitty. All of it was perfectly lawful, just not very thoughtful at all, and just really, and I'm really fucking sorry.
He stands against the wall, his arms spread, as a projector shines a crucifix shape over his body. Now Bo moves about the room, adjusting the lighting. He dims all the lights except for one spotlight, which shines on a chair. He sits in the chair and pulls a light stand toward him. His equipment falls on top of him. Now in the blacked out room, a digital clock reads 11:58. Bo turns on a small floor light. He sits next to the digital clock.
So, I've been working on this special now for 6 months. And the whole time I've had a goal in mind, which is I wanted to finish this thing before I turned 30. Because the idea of turning 30 while still in this fucking room working on this thing alone, that just seemed, I just wanted to avoid that. So, and you might be thinking, well, that's fine. You know, look at you. You radiate such youth. You must not be turning 30 for years. And that's very nice of you to say. But the truth is, I turn 30 in less than a minute.
He looks at the clock. It now reads 11:59.
So I'm just going to sit here and enjoy my 20s, and then get back to work.
He sits very still, staring at the clock. The clock turns to 12. Now Bo stands in his underwear, bathed in pink light.
Yay! I used to run for miles. I used to ride my bike. I used to wake up with a smile and go to bed at night with a dream. I'm turning 30.
No.
I used to be the young one. Got used to meeting people who weren't used to meeting someone who was born in 1990. No way. Yeah, I was born in 1990. Now I'm turning 30.
God
damn it.
Turning 30, 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 turning
30.
Turning 30,
I'm turning 30. When he was 27, my granddad fought in Vietnam. When I was 27, I built a birdhouse with my mom. Oh, fuck.
How am I 30? I used to make fun of the boomers. In retrospect, a bit too much. Now all these fucking zoomers are telling me that I'm out of touch. Oh yeah? Well, your fucking phones are poisoning your minds, okay? So when you develop a dissociative mental disorder in your late 20s, don't come crawling back to me.
I'm turning 30. And now my stupid friends are having stupid children. 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 And now my stupid friends are having stupid children. My stupid friends are having stupid children. My stupid friends are having stupid children. Stupid fucking ugly boring children.
It's 2020 and I'm 30. I'll do another 10, 20, 30. I'll be 40 and kill myself then.
Bo shuts off all the lights.
Okay. Check that one. Just one more.
Now, during the daytime, Bo sits in a chair. He wears a white t-shirt.
I just want to say for the record that I do not want to kill myself, okay? I don't want to kill myself, and I'm not going to kill myself. And if you're out there and you're struggling with, you know, suicidal thoughts and you want to kill yourself, I just want to tell you, don't. Okay? Can you not, please? Just don't, all right? Fucking quit it with the... But really, don't kill yourself. You don't want to, because there are people that love you. That's not true, necessarily, but there could be people that love you in the future, and just don't. I've had people close to me kill themselves, and I'll be honest with you, didn't love it. Didn't love that. So just don't. But if I could kill myself for a year, if I could, I'd do it today. If I could kill myself today and be dead until like 18 months from now, I would do it. But alas, when you kill yourself, you're dead forever. And we shouldn't be dead forever yet. So let's not, right? Come on, guys.
Bo sits in the dark, his hair and beard notably more scraggly. He plays back the footage of his pep talk, the projector superimposing his recorded image onto his t-shirt. Cut to black, white text reads, intermission. Bo, wearing a blue janitorial jumpsuit, crouches in front of the camera with a toolbox. He pulls out a window wiper and methodically cleans the screen. The view is now clouded with soap suds and water droplets. He uses a squeegee to wipe down the screen, clarifying the view. He dries the screen with a rag, then drapes the rag over his shoulder and walks off. Now, at night, Bo enters the room and sits in front of his spotlit keyboard. He wears a brimmed hat. He puts on headphones, fiddles with his laptop, then leans toward the microphone.
How are you feeling? Do you like the show? Are you tired of it? Never mind, I don't want to know. Are you finding it boring? Too fast, too slow. I'm asking but don't answer, 'cause I don't wanna know. Do I have your attention? Yes or no? I bet I'd guess the
still I don't wanna know.
What's up, boys? Welcome to the stream. I'm going to be doing some live play today for the first time in a while. You guys have been wanting that, so we're going to do, what is the title, Inside. I've got a lot of requests for this game in chat. It's some indie developer. I'm not really sure. I'm going in totally cold on this. JB, thank you for the 3 months. My dude, much appreciated.
Text appears. SSRI Interactive presents Inside, okay. New game. Bo appears as a gaming commentator observing himself.
That looks pretty good. Graphics-wise. I mean, I know it's a cinematic, but...
White text reads, press X to wake up.
Yeah, so we're going to be trying to do live plays every day this week, so tune in for that. I'm going to be gifting 30 subs at the end of the week. Day 50, 250. All right, so this dude's been in here for a while. So is this like an escape the room? Or
text reads, press A to cry. Okay.
So I can cry. So he's not happy about being in this room.
Text reads, press X to stand.
I like the music. The music is actually nice on this.
Bo, as the avatar, stands and paces about the room.
Controls are actually pretty smooth, so you're in this, like, 2D setup, right? Like, I can't control the camera. I'll give it an... I guess I'll cry again. Is the dude big or is the room small? That's what I'm confused about. Chat saying, try the door. Yeah, well, okay. I mean... I don't think it's going to be that simple, but I will.
Text reads, press X to open.
Yeah, there you go.
Text reads, the door is locked.
Okay, well, I think I'd probably cry again. Yeah, it's tough, dude. It's tough. He's been in here a while.
A flashlight is pinpointed.
See, I don't like that. I don't know why they feel the need to give the hint so quick. I just wish they'd let me explore a little bit.
He takes the flashlight and shines it.
Wow. I'm holding the flashlight like a cop. Why is he doing that?
The piano is pinpointed. Text reads, press X to play piano.
All right.
Bo the avatar grins widely as he plays.
Okay, he seems a little happier now. That's nice. I don't know. I'll cry, I guess, again. Okay, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be.
Red text appears, day complete.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah.
More text, find the flashlight, play the piano, cry 4 times.
Yeah, great. All right, I'm into this. Yeah, it's giving me sort of like Death Stranding vibes, you know? Because it's like, it's fucking boring, but that's like the point, I think.
White text appears. Another night approaches.
Dante, thank you for the 4 months. Appreciate it.
Bo, as the gaming commentator, disappears from the corner of the screen. Now at night, he arranges a pullout bed. He shuts off all the lights. A spotlight appears on the bed. Bo lies down in bed, his head illuminated by the spotlight. He stares vacantly. A momentary flash shows light flooding through the ajar door. Fade to black. Now, Bo stands before his lighting switchboard. He dances in place and changes the lighting's color throughout the song.
How we feeling out there tonight? Yeah, I am not feeling good. Wake up at 11:30, feeling like a bag of shit.
Oh, no.
All my clothes are dirty, so I'm smelling like a bag of shit. Go to pour my coffee and I miss my cup. OMG, that is just my luck. Look in the mirror, say, what's up, you useless fuck? Are you feeling what I'm feeling? I haven't had a shower in the last 9 days. Staring at the ceiling and waiting for this feeling to go away. But it won't go away. I'm not really feeling like I want to get lit.
Tell us how you're feeling.
Well, I feel like shit.
Oh, shit.
Feeling like a saggy, massive sack of shit.
Oh, shit.
Big ol' motherfucking duffel bag of shit.
Shit.
All day, all shit. I'm not really feeling like I wanna get lit.
Tell us how you're feeling.
I'm feeling like shit. Ladies, yeah. Do you feel like shit? Tell me, do you feel like shit?
Oh yeah.
Fellas, yeah. Are you feeling like shit? Tell me, are you feeling like shit?
Oh yeah.
Ladies, yeah. Do you feel like shit? Tell me, do you feel like shit?
Oh yeah.
Fellas, are you feeling like shit?
like shit. Tell me you're feeling like shit.
Oh, yeah.
Now Bo sits in a chair. He wears sweatpants and is shirtless.
So, my current mental health is rapidly approaching an ATL, which is that's an all-time low, not Atlanta. And
he fidgets, drumming his fingers and bouncing his knee.
You know, I feel okay when I'm asleep. Like when I'm asleep, I feel all right. But it's basically from the moment I wake up, I just get this
feeling in my body, way down deep inside me. I try not to fight it.
Describe it.
All right, a few things start to happen. My vision starts to flatten. My heart, it gets to tapping. And I think I'm gonna die.
Yeah, so, yeah, not doing great.
Now Bo sits before his keyboard against the starry backdrop. He wears dark circular sunglasses.
Welcome to the internet.
Have a look around. Anything that brain of yours can think of can be found. We've got mountains of content, some better, some worse. If none of it's of interest to you, you'd be the first. Welcome to the internet. Come and take a seat. Would you like to see the news or any famous women's feet? There's no need to panic. This isn't a test. Just nod or shake your head and we'll do the rest. Welcome to the internet. What would you prefer? Would you like to fight for civil rights or tweet a racial slur? Be happy, be horny, be bursting with rage. We got a million different ways to engage. Welcome to the internet. Put your cares aside. Here's a tip for straining pasta. Here's a 9-year-old who died. We got movies and doctors and fantasy sports and a bunch of colored pencil drawings of all the different characters in Harry Potter fucking each other. Welcome to the internet. Hold on to your socks, cause a random guy just kindly sent you photos of his cock. They are grainy and off-putting. He just sent you more. Don't act surprised, you know you like it, you whore. See a man beheaded, get offended, see a shrink. Show us pictures of your children, tell us every thought you think. Start a rumor, buy a broomer, send a death threat to a boomer, or DM a girl and groomer, do a zoomer, find a tumor in your. Here's a healthy breakfast option. You should kill your mom. Here's why women never fuck you. Here's how you can build a bomb. Which Power Ranger are you? Take this quirky quiz. Obama sent the immigrants to vaccinate your kids. Could I interest you in everything, all of the time? A little bit of everything, all of the time. Apathy's a tragedy and boredom is a crime. Anything and everything, all of the time. Could I interest you in everything, all of the time? A little bit of everything, all of the time. Apathy's a tragedy and boredom is a crime. Anything and everything, all of the time.
He shuts off the star projector.
You know, it wasn't always like this. Not very long ago, just before your time, right before the towers fell, circa 99, this was catalogs, travel blogs, a chat room or two. We set our sights and spent our nights waiting for you, you, insatiable you. Mommy let you use her iPad. You were barely two, and it did all the things we designed it to do. Now look at you. Oh. Look at you. 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 Unstoppable. Watchable. Your time is now. Your insides out. Honey, how you grew. And if we stick together, who knows what we'll do. It was always the plan to put the world in your hand.
Ha 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 ha
Could I interest you in everything all of the time? A bit of everything all of the time. Apathy's a tragedy and boredom is a crime. Anything and everything all of the time. Could I interest you in everything all of the time? A little bit of everything all of the time. Apathy's a tragedy and boredom is a crime. Anything and everything and anything and everything and anything and everything and all of the time.
So I've been freaking out for a long time thinking that I'm never going to finish this special and that I'm going to be working on it forever. And recently I've been feeling like, oh man, maybe I am getting close to done with this. Maybe I'm going to finish it after all. And that has made me completely freak out, because if I finish this special, that means that I have to not work on it anymore. And that means I have to just live my life. And so I'm not going to do that. And I'm going to not finish the special. I'm going to work on it forever, I think. So yeah, I'm going to work on this forever and I'm never going to release it. So I'm not talking to anybody right now. I'm just talking to myself. So yeah, who fucking cares? Fuck you and goodbye. And let's keep going.
Now he wears a furry costume.
Jeffrey Bezos. Jeffrey Bezos.
Now Bo stares despondently into space. His eyes slowly widen and a grin spreads across his face. Shadows of foliage span the wall. Bo sits in his underwear.
Man, you guys are a great crowd. Give it up for yourselves for coming out, by the way, tonight. Give it up. Supporting live comedy in these weird times. It's crazy. These are some pretty crazy times, but it's nice during these crazy times that we can get together, we can laugh. You know, I've learned something over this last year, which is pretty funny. I've learned that real world, human-to-human tactile contact will kill you, and that all human interaction, whether it be social, political, spiritual, sexual, or interpersonal, should be contained in the much more safe, much more real interior digital space. That the outside world, the non-digital world, is merely a theatrical space in which one stages and records content for the much more real, much more vital digital space. One should only engage with the outside world as one engages with the coal mine. Suit up, gather what is needed, and return to the surface. And is it just me, or do pirates need to take a little bit better care of their fucking maps? You know, when I find a pirate's map, it's always tea-stained, and the edges are burnt, and it's like, if you're a pirate, all right, and you're gonna make this map and expect me to carry it around the globe as I search for your treasure, then laminate it.
Bo widens his eyes incredulously. The floodlights flicker. Now he sits against the woodland backdrop and pulls out an acoustic guitar.
I can't really play the guitar very well or sing, so, you know, apologies.
Stunning 8K resolution meditation app. In honor of the revolution, it's half off at the Gap. Deadpool self-awareness, loving parents, harmless fun. The backlash to the backlash to the thing that's just begun. There it is again, that funny feeling, there it is again, that funny feeling.
funny feeling, that funny feeling. The Surgeon General's pop-up shop, Robert Iger's face. Discount Etsy agitprop, Bugle's take on race. Female Colonel Sanders, easy answer, Civil War. The whole world at your fingertips, the ocean at your door. The live action Lion King, the Pepsi halftime show. 20,000 years of this, seven more to go. Carpool karaoke, Steve Aoki, Logan Paul. A gift shop at the gun range, a mass shooting at the mall. There it is again, that funny feeling. That funny feeling. There it is again, that funny feeling. That funny feeling. Reading Pornhub's terms of service, going for a drive, and obeying all the traffic laws in Grand Theft Auto 5. Full agoraphobic, losing focus, cover blown. A book on getting better, hand delivered by a drone. Total disassociation, fully out your mind. Googling derealization, hating what you find. That unapparent summer air in early fall. The quiet comprehending of the ending of it all. There it is again, that funny feeling. That funny feeling. There it is again, that funny feeling. Funny feeling. Hey, what can you say? We were overdue, but it'll be over soon. You wait. Hey, what can you say? We were overdue, but it'll be over soon. Just wait. Ba-da-da, ba-da-da, ba-da-da-da-da. Hey, what can you say? We were over, but it'll be over soon. You wait. Ba-da-da, ba-da-da, ba-da-da-da-da. Hey, what can you say? We were over, but it'll be over soon. You wait. Ba-da-da, ba-da-da, ba-da. Hey, what can you say? We were over, but it'll be over soon. You wait.
Fade to black. Now, Bo, wearing a gray hoodie, sits on a stool against the cloudy backdrop.
So I... Jesus. So I've been working on this special for a year now.
He shifts in his seat and cranes his head back in exasperation.
So I've been working on this special for a year now, which is a lot longer than I anticipated working on it when I started.
He slaps his knee and rubs his chin.
So I've been working on...
He drops the microphone and starts pacing around the room. He hastily shoves the equipment aside, exiting the room. Now Bo stares off into space, his head tilted.
I am not well.
He buries his head in his hands. Black camera lens gradually expands and fills the screen.
I couldn't have done this without you guys. I couldn't, really. This last year has been, you know, there have been times that, but just knowing you're here, you know, feeling you here with me. Yeah, thank you. No, I hate to ask because you've given me so much, but I need you to do one more thing for me.
Now Bo reappears bathed in blue light.
Can you do that?
Get your fucking hands up. Get on out of your seats. All eyes on me. All eyes on me. Get your fucking hands up. Get on out of your seats. All eyes on me. All eyes on me. Are you feeling nervous? Are you having fun? It's almost over. It's just begun. Don't overthink this. Look in my eye. Don't be scared. Don't be shy. Come on in. The water's fine. We're going to go where everybody knows. Everybody knows everybody. We're going to go where everybody knows. Everybody knows. Get your fucking hand up. Get on out of your seat. All eyes on me. All eyes on me. Hey, go. Get your fucking hands up. Get on out of your seat. All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
A funny story. So 5 years ago, I quit performing live comedy because I was beginning to have severe panic attacks while on stage, which is not a great place to have them. So I quit, and I didn't perform for 5 years. I spent that time trying to improve myself mentally. And you know what? I did. I got better. I got so much better, in fact, that in January of 2020, I thought, you know what? I should start performing again. I've been hiding from the world, and I need to re-enter. And then strangest thing happened. Are you feeling nervous? Are you having fun? It's almost over. It's just begun. Don't overthink this. Look in my eye. Don't be scared. Don't be shy. Come on in. The water's fine. You say the ocean's rising like I give a shit. You say the whole world's ending. Honey, it already did. You're not gonna slow it. Heaven knows you try. Got it good. Now get inside. You're going to go. Get the fuck up! Get your fucking head up. Get on out of your seat. All eyes on me. All eyes on me. Hey, fucking get your fucking hands up. Get on out of your seat. All eyes on me. All eyes on me. Yeah, come on. Hands down. Pray for me. Hands down now. Pray for me. I was like, get your fucking hands up.
Cut to black. Now Bo lies in bed asleep. Sunlight washes over him. He opens his eyes and rolls onto his back. He gets up and brushes his teeth. Now he sits before his laptop and eats cereal. Later, he uses a remote control to move a small motorized light fixture. He then rifles through a drawer. Now, he sits at his keyboard. Later, he sits in front of the frame mirror, microphone in hand. He now slumps in front of his laptop, watching footage of himself performing. He shuts his laptop and abruptly looks up. He lifts the microphone.
I think I'm done.
Later, Bo sits down in front of his keyboard. He wears a button-down black shirt, and his hair is cropped.
Possible ending song that is not finished yet. Test. Take one.
So long.
returns always diminish. Did I say that right? Does anybody want to joke when no one's laughing in the background? So this is how it ends. I promise to never go outside again. So long. Bye. I'm slowly losing power. Has it only been an hour? No, that can't be right. So long, goodbye. Hey, here's a fun idea. How about I sit on the couch and I watch you next time? Wanna hear you tell a joke when no one's laughing in the background. Where I started 14 years ago. Wanna guess the ending, if it ever does. I swear to God that all I've ever wanted was a little bit of everything, all of the time. A bit of everything, all of the time. Apathy's a tragedy and boredom is a crime. I'm finished playing and I'm staying inside. If I wake up in a house that's full of smoke, I'll panic. So call me up and tell me a joke. When I'm fully irrelevant, totally broken, damn it. Call me up and tell me a joke. Oh shit. You're really joking at a time like this.
Bo sits completely nude before his keyboard, illuminated by the blinding spotlight, fade to black. Bo reappears in his performance space, the floor is now bare. He wears white pajamas. Light filters through the slightly ajar door. He turns toward the door, the sliver of incoming light illuminating his face. He rises from his chair and slowly approaches the door. He hesitantly exits through the door. He emerges onto a stage set up to resemble the exterior of a house. A spotlight shines on him. He attempts to re-enter the house, but the door is locked. He
He frantically pulls at the doorknob, crouching down and yanking violently with all his weight. He pounds at the door, then slides down to a seated position and buries his face in his hands. The view becomes grainy as recorded footage. Bo is revealed to be sitting in front of a projector screen watching footage of himself struggling with the door. A smile starts to spread across his face. Cut to black.
It'll stop any day now.
Text appears, the end.
Any day now.
More text, thank you for watching.
Any day now.
Credits appear, performed by Bo Burnham. Original music and lyrics by Bo Burnham. Producer, Josh Sr. Associate producer, Cooper Wedd. More credits appear. More text appears. Special thanks to Andrew Wedd and Mark Janowitz. Recorded live in Bo Burnham's house. For lore, for everything. Copyright 2021, Attic Bedroom Corp., all rights reserved. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. If someone you know is struggling with their mental health or thoughts of suicide, information and resources are available at www.wantotalkaboutit.com.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.